CrossFit School of Sweat Podcast, episode 55. So as I mentioned previously, I decided I need to run a marathon. Not for any reason other than as a man, me personally, feel like this is something that I just need to be able to say I have done with my life. So as part of the stepping stones working up towards that, I had decided at the time that I would build my running capacity up to where I could do 10 miles comfortably on any given day. And the reason I decided to do that was there were no races at the time I could sign up for, no marathons anywhere in sight, unless I really wanted to travel really far away due to the COVID restrictions that are put on everything. So I figured I'll build myself up to where I'm running 10 miles and I'm good doing it. I'm okay the next day. I'm not like too beat down or broken down. And that would be a good stepping stone to be at so that when it was time to get a marathon signed up for and start training for that, I was already at the 10-mile mark. So the training would be easier, quicker to get to where I needed to be. Well, in the meantime, a half marathon came up out in Pioneer Town. It's through the John Wayne Cancer Foundation. So I signed up for this half marathon. It is in 13 days from the time I'm recording this. And I signed up for it about 5 weeks ago. I have been steadily increasing my running numbers. I'm doing two short to medium range runs during the course of the week. And then on Saturdays, I'm extending, started at 6 miles, and I've been adding a mile basically every week. Yesterday, I just ran 11 miles, which was the first time in my life I had ever run 11 miles. And that leads me to the actual subject that I want to talk about with today's podcast at the 2 minute and 30 second mark. So sorry for all the rambling. But yesterday I ran the longest distance of my life. Today I'm previewing our workout for tomorrow. And it is front squat 5x5. Now, one thing I always talk about in regards to strength or heavy day workouts in our gym is just because we're having a strength day does not mean you're supposed to set a new PR. It does not even mean you're supposed to attempt a new PR. You are supposed to come in and get the best workout you can for yourself for that day. And there are many variables that can affect the way you train. It could be the way you slept the night before. It could be what you ate that day or even the day before. It could be how stressed you are with your work, or maybe you're having some family issues you're dealing with and you're just not 100% mentally there or emotionally there. It could be the training that you've done the previous 2 or 3 days and how they affect how you're feeling that day. So there's many different factors, which is why you shouldn't think strength day, oh, time to set a new PR. That is not the best way to train or the best approach to take to it. You're going to set yourself up for failure. You may do it every once in a while, and that's good. But especially when you've been doing CrossFit for a long time or strength training for a long time, you're going to get to a point to where the PRs are rare. And they don't come that frequently, and they don't come that often. And that's okay. That means you're pretty much hovering around your peak all the time. And the reason I wanted to talk about this today was I did these front squats today. It was a 5x5. I ended up doing the weight I used today, which felt very challenging but doable. I was able to maintain good form. Not stellar form, but good form throughout. And I hit all the reps at a nice, struggle. And I was doing them at 82% of what my max is for that same 5x5. It was approximately 2 years ago that I did that max. I went through the numbers and went through the history in my Zen Planner log. And so today was 5-9 of 21. The last time we did a 5x5 front squat was 5-20 of 2020. On that day, I did 94% of that max. And on 6-26-2019 was the day I set that max. So basically about a year apart, that's what the numbers are. Now, am I discouraged the fact that in 2019 I set the max, 2020 I was only 94% of that max? Heck no, that's basically the same. I mean, it's a very slight difference in weight, and it's only, like I said, 6% away. And who knows what variables were factoring in to the day I set the max and the day that I came within 94% a year later. And then basically a year after that, which is today, I was 82% of my max. And if you go back to the numbers from the 2020, I was at 87% of that one. So slight drop off from what I did a year ago on the 5x5 front squat. But let's not forget, I ran 11 miles yesterday, the longest run I've ever done in my life. You think that might have something to do with the way my legs are performing today? Probably. So with all those factors, I'm pretty damn pleased with the weight I did today for my 5x5. And those are the kind of things you need to keep in mind when you're doing heavy work, strength work. You're not always going to, it's not going to be an always uphill climb to the day you die. Eventually, genetics are going to play into it, your age, you're going to level off at some point. But if you can maintain, you know, a good percentage, you're succeeding. I'm the oldest I've ever been in my life today. So are you. So, and if you're on the other side of 50 like I am, and you're still staying relatively close, percentage points, only a few percentage points away from the best numbers you ever did in your life, you're doing pretty damn good. And like I said, with all the external components that can factor into your performance, there's no reason to think you should constantly be always setting new PRs. So as long as you're doing the best you can that day based on your circumstances, you're going to get a good solid workout. Your fitness is going to stay strong. Your muscles are going to stay strong. Your joints are going to be all right. And everything's going to be better. So that's all I wanted to talk about today. Hope you have a good one. And I'll check in again after I do this half marathon.